Welcome back, time travelers. We are your hosts, Brock,
Mele,
and Halothi.
And we have a really awesome guest on our podcast today. Please welcome all the way from 1820, Reverend Samuel Marsden.
Greetings, and yes, indeed, I'm Reverend Samuel Marsden, the first person to introduce the Moldy Traders. Though I must say, this is very exciting. May I ask, what is that in front of me?
It's a crumb book. So, Samuel Marsden, thanks for coming. We're really excited to learn about what you saw and how you felt when you sailed down the Tamaki River.
That is not a problem. I am happy to be here to tell all the people about my journey. But before asking your questions, may I ask what a crumb book is?
Sorry, Reverend. A crumb book is a digital device that people use to write articles and many more. Okay, so everyone knows you were famous for bringing Christianity to New Zealand and for writing a diary explaining what you saw while sailing across the Tamaki River. What did you see as you were sailing across the Tamaki Awa?
That's an interesting question. While sailing down the Tamaki Awa, I saw lots of trees, a mountain with a bit of smoke coming out of it. And something that was awkward was there were no houses around the area, which was a bit weird. But I really enjoyed seeing the creation they made. Thank you for defining what a crumb book is.
Wow, that was a really interesting answer. So what was your favorite part while writing in your diary about your journey around the Tamaki Awa?
My favorite is when I wrote in my diary the year of the date, so other people would know when I have visited an area, keeping in track of my journey while traveling.
Well, you have been to New Zealand for roughly 5 years. That's a really long journey. Have you traveled anywhere else instead of New Zealand?
Yes, I have traveled to two countries. I stayed in England in 1807 and moved in 1809. During 1809, I returned to Sydney, Australia on February 17th or the 27th. I really don't remember because this was years ago.
Wow, that's really cool. And it's totally fine. So if you could tell the kids today, one thing you want to tell them
is to keep track on your journey while traveling or visiting new people, to value knowledge and to be yourself because it shapes who you are to others.
We hope you guys enjoyed it as much as we did. Don't forget to tune in next week for another amazing time travelers. See you then.
Ka kite!